The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Samech Chet. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Barat Zekenati Yafa Batzara. Today's daf is being studied. The full Asher Imam Moshe ben Dina. We begin today's daf on Samech Zayin Amud Bet. And we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. In Hagone Bahar Ganam Mishalem Teshlumei Kefil. Okay, very important law. Halakha from the Torah. Person steals something. The ganav is caught, he has to pay back kiddin, and he has to pay back kefil. Right? That's the law of kefil. However, the Torah says, v'gunav b'ta'ish. Only the actual thief that stole from the owner's house. The Gemara's doresh from here, en agunav m'bet ha'ganav m'shalem tashlumei kefil. If somebody steals from the thief himself, so he's a ganav, gunav, ahar ganav, there is no kefil on such a case. That is a gezerat katuf. So comes the Gemara now and starts to be doresh. Amar Rav, lo shanu ela lifnei yush. That's only talking about before the owner is made yush. Aval lahar yush kenao ganav rishon. The ganav sheni mishalem tashlume kefil the ganav rishon. So Rav says a big hadush. Rav holds yush kone. Therefore, what happened? Guy stole something. Before yush, he doesn't own it yet. Right? And therefore he has to return back the actual item. Okay, if he gets caught, this ganav would pay kefil. Now he stole the item, the original owner made yush. Who owns the item now? The ganav. Therefore, the second ganav that steals is considered the gunav bebetaish, because it belongs to the ganav. So now the kefil has to be paid by the second ganav to the first fellow, and this guy, of course, has to pay back the original. So therefore, there will be a kefil by a gunav ahar ganav in the case where the original owner made yeush. Because since Rav holds, since Yehush is Koneh, so he's Koneh the item itself, so now he's going to get a kefil payment. So he has to pay back, kefil to the first guy. Of course. So comes again, Gemara says, again, let's read that now. Rav's very important, because Rav is the basis of the whole sugya. I'm reading it again inside. Gemara says, "Ein agana, ein agone, v'har agana, mishlam teshlum kefil." Amar Rav, lo shanu, ela lifnei yush. אבל אחר יאוש כנאו גנב לישון וגנב שני משלם תשלום מכיר לגנב לישון אמר רב ששת so רב ששת said אמרי אמינה כי נעים ושכיב רב אמר להשמחתתה I say that Rav said that halakha when he was sleeping which means it cannot make sense what he's saying why? Because it's going against the Beferush Braita what's the Braita say? Detanya אמר רבי עקיבא רבי עקיבא says what's the reason? What's the logic behind the law? Why the Torah mandated that a person steals an animal that he slaughters that he has to pay 4 and 5? Which means he is rooted in the sin. As she says, Nishtarish. Asa sharashin. Kilomar nithazek behet. Shekinao umahanu ma'asav. Which means, it sounds like Mishtaresh Bechet, he deepened the sin. The roots of this is one thing, he stole it. And then he went along now and did something more by slaughtering it. So it sounds like he got deeper in the sin. So the Gemara is going to explain, where is the shortest of here? Where is the roots that he got deeply rooted in sin? Emma. Ilima lifnei yush, which means maybe he sold it before yush. Meaning a ganav stole an animal. Maybe you'll tell me the case of tomorrow. He sold it before the original owner made yush. Mi ika nishtaresh
There's no nishtaresh. He's not a bigger ganav. He's a ganav when he stole it. It doesn't belong to him. And when he sold it, he also sold something that doesn't belong to him. That's not doing something deeper. He didn't get deeper in the sin. Again, he stole it before Yush. Is it his?
No.
So he's a ganav. Right. He stole it. He sold it. Oh. Did he do anything more?
No.
He's not a bigger ganav now. He didn't do anything worse. It's still not his. He's still the same ganav. What's pshat nishtaresh pechayta? She says, halo ahanu ma'asav. The shinui deshut shishinam neshuto deshuto gebedo yush leka lemanda amad dekani. Which is right. He changed possessions. Shinui deshut without a yush is nothing. So it's not like somebody owns it now. It's not like he took it out of the owner's possession more than it was out of the possession from before. That he stole it. No yush. Who owns it? The owner still. Good. He sold it. Shinui deshut. Who owns it? The owner. Because shinui deshut without a yush is nothing. So then what? You can't say nishteresh bechet. That selling it, you rooted yourself more in sin. What do you mean? I didn't change the status of the object. The object was just as much the owner's when I had it before yush. And when I sold it to the next guy, it still belongs to the original owner. There's no nishteresh bechet over there. Ela, what's the case? Ela lachar yush. Ah, must be the case he's talking where you sold it. After Yush. Now, V'yisal kadadak Yush kaneh, Amay mishalem tashlume arba v'chamisha, Shelo to bayach, Shelo mocher. Very good. And we're talking about over here, la'achar Yush. Okay, means what? I stole the item. The owner made Yush. Now, if you hold like Rav that says Yush is koneh, I won't be hayav arba v'chamisha at all. Because when I'm slaughtering my animal now. So Ela must be what? Yes. Yeush no. Is not kone. Mm-hmm. Oh, so what's the nishtaresh behet? That when I sold it, now you have a yeush plus a shinui deshut. Oh, so now I got rooted in the sin. At first, I just stole an item that he made yeush, yeush lo kone. It still belongs to the owner. My selling it now puts me deeper in sin. Because the sale now takes it out of the owner's reshut and gives it to the person that I sold it to. So therefore, that's explanation of nishtaresh pechet.
Again.
According to Rav. Rav holds what? Yush koneh.
Alone.
Now the Gemara is going to ask a question against Rav. Rav Shishat says, what do you mean? Rav said this when he was sleeping. It's going against Befirush Braita. The Braita is a one-liner. Rabbi Akiva asked the question. Arba v'chamisha. What's the logic of the Torah on Arba v'chamisha? He says, oh, you know why? Because you're rooted in sin. Not enough, you stole the item. You sold it as well? Okay. Now when it says rooted in sin, it doesn't mean you just did two things.
It means
you made it worse. The roots are deeper. Okay, so let's discuss what he did. Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me the case, there was no Yush over here. What does that mean, no Yush? I stole the item, there was no Yush yet. Who owns the item?
Owner.
The owner. I sold it. Who owns the item?
Owner.
The owner. That cannot be Nishtaresh Mechet. So the case cannot be talking about before Yush. Oh, the case must be talking about?
After
Yush. Let's talk about the case. I steal an item, I steal a shor. Whose shor is it? The owners. Guy makes Yush. Oh, makes Yush. Now, if you're going to say Yush is kone, like Rav, at this point over here, now, once Yush is made, it's mine. When I slaughter it, I'm not going to pay 4 or 5 at all, because I'm slaughtering my own animal. Oh, so Ela must be talking about, it was after I stole it. Guy made Yush. Yush is not kone. Oh, so where's my nishtaresh behet? Because when I sold it, now there's yeush plus the shinui deshut. Now already the sin has been rooted because now I took it out of the possession of the original guy. The only way you can explain Rabbi Akiva nishtaresh behet is na'achar yeush v'yeush eno koneh. Ganavti, yeush. Nothing, no koneh. Oh, once I sell it, now it goes out of the possession of the original guy. So therefore, arba v'chamisha. Rav, how do you explain it? So Gemara says, Amre keda amar Rava. Zah, he'll learn differently. Mepene sheshana bechet. Hachename mepene sheshana bechet. Which means, really, I'll tell you, not nishtaresh. Don't learn nishtaresh bechet. Learn, he repeated the sin.
Which means the fact that he did the same sin twice. It's really before Yush. I stole it. Okay, I'm a ganav. Okay, now you stole it once. Now what did you do? You sold it again. You stole it again by selling it, so to speak. Yeah. The reason why you got to pay 4 or 5 is because you did the same sin twice. Not nishtaresh b'chet. Not that you made it worse. You didn't make it any worse. It was just as much belonging to the owner when you stole it to when you sold it. But since you did the sin twice, you're a repetitive, you're a repeat offender, that's why you're paid Baba Hamisha. Therefore, Rav says, this is no problem against my Shita. Really, I hold Yush Iskone. Yush Iskone. But the case of Arba V'Hamishah was talking about before Yush. Alright, so what's the Nishtaresh Behet? No, don't say Nishtaresh Behet. Say, Nishneh Sheshana Behet. Because he did the same sin twice. Tashema, come and listen to a Braita. Again, asking a question against Rabbah. I'm against Rav. Rav that said what? Yush is Kone. Utbacho o Mecharo. What's the case? Either you slaughtered it or you sold it. Ma tibicha she'ena chozeret af mechira she'ena chozeret. Well, obviously, tibicha, you cannot retract it tibicha. Once the animal is slaughtered, it is slaughtered. So too, we're talking about a mechira that it's a final sale that you cannot revert it. You cannot change it. Emad, what's the case? Oh. If you tell me the cases, he sold it. Before Yehush, Amai Ena Chozeret. Why is Ena Chozeret? Let the guy just give back the item. It still belongs to the original owner. Let him give it back. Ela must be the case to about Lehar Yehush. Ah, must be talking about where he sold it after Yehush. Now, the Isa Kadadak Kanyaf, you're going to say that the first guy owned it after Yehush. Amai Mishlam Arba V'Hamisho. Hamisha, Shelo Tobayah, Shelo Mocher. So therefore, there must be a case to talk about that he stole it. It was after Yehush. Yehush is not Koneh. Now he sells it to the other guy. Now you have a Yehush and a Shinui Reshut, and a change of hands. And therefore, that's considered a sale that's over. Because now, once the second guy buys it, it's his. It's a Mechira that you don't have to return. Only that type of mechira, the Torah is saying, you have to pay Arba V'Hamisha. Got the question against Rav? And Rav, you said Yehush is Koneh. Okay. What type of mechira? It's got to be mechira that's a conclusive mechira. What's the case? Before, after Yehush? Can't be after Yehush. Because after Yehush, it's mine. I don't have to pay 4 or 5 even. And I must be talking about before Yehush. Oh, before Yehush. Okay, good. So I stole it before Yehush. And now what?
Opposite.
Okay, if it was before Yehush, so therefore...
Why not Chozeret?
That's considered a Mechira that is Chozeret. But the case is talking about...
After.
Oh, I got to read that inside again. The Gemara said like this, Emat, Ilam Alefne Yehush, Amai in Chozeret. Exactly. If it's before Yehush, it still belongs to the original owners. Give it back. And if you're going to say Yush is Koneh, so why would I have to pay Arba V'Hamisha? It's mine. Ella, you have to say it's Al Halahar Yush, and Yush is not Koneh. And therefore, what? The Yush is not Koneh. But when I sell it to the next guy, it's Yush and Shinu Rishut, Ena Chozeret, because now it belongs to this guy. That's why I'm going to be Hayav. So that's a question against Rav. Very good. Okay, so now we can answer that question as well. Keda Amar Abdahman, Prat Leshehikna. That when it says it has to be a mechira that's in a chozeret, doesn't mean like you learned. Really, I thought the case was talking about even if he sold it before Yush. And selling it before Yush, you have to pay arba'a v'chamisha. Oh, but it's a sale that's chozer. No, sale that chozer means it's a sale that you sold not conclusively. You sold it for 30 days. That's not considered a mechira. Right? You gave it for 30 days. That's considered a sale. Which means you're not going to be chayav arba v'hamisha unless all sales are final. Not that we put a stipulation, I'm selling it to you, like I'm renting it to you somehow, and 30 days you give it to me back. No, that's not considered selling it. But if I sold it to you before Yehush, I sold it to you for good. Then already, the sale is considered fine, therefore you have to pay arba v'hamisha. So we have no question against Rav. The deen of final sale means that a sale that's not returnable means a sale that had a stipulation to it for a certain amount of days. That's not considered a final sale. But a sale that I sell before Yi'ush is considered a sale. Therefore, I would have to pay Arba B'Hamisha. Betive. First white line. Okay. Now we ask a question from the Braita. The Braita is going to make a lot of cases over here. Amen. You got to get the cases over here good. Metibe. Ganav. Uba Aher Uginabo. Then another guy came and stole it from him. That's Gunev Har Ganav. Harishom Mishalem Teshlume Kefil. Vashini Eno Mishalem Ela Keren Bilvad. Okay, the second guy is Gunev Ben Ganav. There's no kefil on Gunev Ben Ganav, but he has to pay principal. Ganav Umachar. Okay, what do you do? First guy, he stole, and he sold the item. Uba Aher V'Ganavo. Came a second guy and stole it from the buyer. Harishon Mishlem Teshlume Arba V'Hamisha. Okay, because he stole and sold. Vashini Mishalem Teshlume Kefil. And the second guy has to pay Teshlume Kefil. Seemingly because the buyer now owns it, and therefore you're stealing from Bet Baal, therefore you have to pay kefil. Ganav v'tabah. Same story. First guy stole it, and he slaughtered it. Uba aher v'genavo. Guy stole it. Harishon mishlem tashlum arba b'chamisha. Absolutely, because he is ganav v'tabah. V'asheni enu mishlem tashlum kefil, ela keren bilvad. The second guy only has to pay Kerin, he does not have to pay Kefil. We have to see why. What's the logic of that law? The Chaurah, it should be Koneh already. So it should be considered stealing from the Bet Ganav. He's the first guy stole it, and he slaughtered it. Okay, once he slaughtered it already, so you want to tell me he has to pay Arba'a V'Hamisha. And then what? The next guy stole that item over there. Chaura, he was konet once he made a shinui. The first ganav, once he slaughtered, he was konet. That's shinui ma'aseh. So that's considered his. Oh, so now the second ganav, why does he only have to pay kerin? He should have to pay kerin. Okay, let's ask that question. But let's get the point. We have three cases over here. Katani miha, partial quotation from this big braita, metziata. Go right to the middle case. Okay. Gemara's going to tell you what was the middle case. Ganav umachar. Ganav number one. He stole it. They sold it. Uba aher v'ganavo. Then the second guy came and stole it from the guy that bought it. Harishon mishlem tashlume arba v'chamisha. No problem because he stole it and sold it. Veshini mishlem tashlume kefil. Because we're assuming that the buyer is considered an owner now. Therefore, when the guy steals it from the buyer, he's stealing it from the house of the owner. Therefore, it's make kefil. Emat. Oh, now the Gemara asks the question. When? That's right. When did the sale take place? If he sold it before Yi'ush, sheni amay mishalem tashlum kefil. Why did the second guy have to pay kefil? It's not owned by the ganav.
By the buyer.
Amai mishalem tashlume kefil. Why does he have to pay tashlume kefil? He didn't steal it from the ganav because it doesn't belong to the ganav. It belongs to the original owner. Mm-hmm. They have an original owner. A guy stole, okay, and he sold it. If he sold it before Yi'ush, who owns this item? The original owner. So therefore, the buyer now that has it, somebody steals from that guy. The buyer doesn't own it. Who really owns it? The original guy. So therefore, it's not considered stealing from the owner. So therefore, why is it saying the second case over that they have to pay tashlum kefil? If it's before Yi'ush, the ganav should not have, the ganav from the mocher should not have to pay, the ganav from the lokeyach, from the koneh, should not have to pay kefil. Ela, what's the case? Amay mishalem tashlum kefil shinui deshut below yeush miika naman deamad dekani. Right, it's shinui deshut without a yeush. Everybody knows that shinui deshut alone is not koneh unless you have a yeush. Oh, ela pshita leachar yeush. Oh, so must be talking about that the first guy have sold it after yeush. Very good. Now let's speak it out. He sold it after yeush. I'll tell you that what yeush is not koneh. That's why the first guy is Hayav Arba B'Hamisha. Because if Yush was Koneh, the first guy would not even be Hayav Arba B'Hamisha. He's slaughtering his own item. Okay. And I have to say Yush is not Koneh. That's why when he slaughters it, he's Hayav Arba B'Hamisha. But Yush with a Shinui de Shoot, now the Koneh is considered an owner. That's why the Ganav from the Koneh has to pay Kefil. Everything makes sense. The Gemara speaks it out. The Isal katatak Yush Koneh. You tell me Yush alone is Koneh. Amai Mishalem Tashkumeh Arba B'Hamisha. Why are you telling me that the original ganav has to be Arba B'Hamisha? Didehu dezabin. He sold his own item because the Yush was Koneh. Vetu. That's the first question. So the first question against Rav is from the middle case of the Blaita. The case of Ganav, Machar, the Ba Ganav Sheni, the Ganav Minha,
Koneh.
That question poses a, that case poses a question against Rav. Vitu, I'll ask you another question. Dikhtani Resha. The first case. What's the first case? Ganav Uba Ahed Veganavo. Simple case. And the second guy only pays kerim. What's the case? Mechdi. Didn't we just say the second case is talking about after Yush? So we like to learn all the cases are compatible. So therefore the first case must be talking about also where there was Yush. The first guy stole it, no problem. Then the guy made Yush. Oh, so if the guy made Yush, the Yisrael got the Yush Koneh, Sheni Amai Eru Meshem Ela Kerim. Why does the second guy not only pay Kerim? Lechara if Yush is Koneh, he's stealing it from the owner. Lechara, I should have to pay Kefen. Ela Lav Shmar Mina Yush Lo Kaneh V'Kasha Lerav. So basically the way the question was set up was, first we hit from the middle case. We established the middle case, Lechara Yush. We asked the question. Once you made the middle case after Yush, we said the Resha is also talking about the Ahad Yush. Oh, and therefore we said if the first case is talking about the Ahad Yush, is also a question against Rav. Comes Gemara and says, Amar Rava, v'tispera hametaritztahi. What do you think? You think this Braita is a Braita that makes sense? You think it's an accurate Braita? It's not an accurate Braita, which means the Gersa is wrong. Doesn't make any sense, this Braita. You have to retext it. Ela diktani sefal. I'll show you that the Braita doesn't make any sense. Why? Look what it says in the last case of the Braita. Case 3. Ganav v'tabach. What did the guy do? Ganav number one, he slaughtered it.
Okay, stole it and slaughtered it.
Uba acher v'genavo. Rishon mishalem teshtum be'arba v'hamisha. I understand that. V'sheni eno mishalem e'la kerin. Can that make sense? Because once the first ganav slaughtered it, that's a shinui ma'aseh. He owns it. Once he owns it, the second ganav that takes from him will have to pay kefil because it's stealing from the owner. Why does the braita say kerin? So Ravaz, what are you? You're asking a question, this braita. Can this braita make any sense? Look at the last case. So he's going to try to say, just like the last case makes no sense, then, but other cases also, you have to relearn them. He says, "Umiika leman damar shinui maase lo kani." Is there opinion that says that a shinui maase is not koneh? Everybody else shinui maase is koneh. Ela leolam kula lifnei yush. Let's go back. All the cases of braita are talking about before yush. Now we're going to have to learn all the cases and try to make sense of it, so it's not a question on Rav. Let me start. V'ipuch sefa lemetziata. Switch the deen of case number 3. Put the rule of case number 3 to case number 2. U'metziata lesefa. And the case of number 2, the ruling, put it for case number 3. The Gemara is going to say exactly what it did, but just know the mechanics what it did. It asked the question from the third case. So you see the Braita cannot be legitimate the way it is. And so what do you have to do? Revamp it. You know how to revamp it? Switch the dinim around. Put all the cases before Yush and put the din of the middle to the end and the end to the middle. Now we start. The Emahachi. That's going to make a lot of sense. And say the following. Say the following. Gemara says what it's going to say. Ganavu Machar. What's that? Case number 2?
Yeah.
Okay, galav u'machar. The guy stole and he sold it. When did he steal it? When did he sell it? I mean, before Yush. Before Yush. Uba acher v'genavo. And then another guy came and stole there. Harishom mishem tashem arba b'hamisha. No problem, because before Yush. Vashni el mishem el akirin. Right, because the original guy did not make Yush. The shinui the shoot below Yush lokani. Case number three. Galav v'tavach. He stole and slaughtered. Okay. Very good. The reason why the Sefer says Tashlume Kefil, because when the first guy slaughtered it, he made a Shinui Maase, therefore he owns it at that point. Therefore the second Ganav is stealing from the other base Kefil. So therefore Rav says, you're trying to bring me a question from here to Gabi Yeush? This case too much, no Yeush yet. So if there was no Yeush, there's nothing to talk about. So that's why Rav says the Braita does not pose a question against me.
Nice.
The Papa Amar, the Papa comes along and says, Le'olam lo tipuch. You know what? Don't switch the dinim. Keep the dinim as it is written. That means the middle case says the second Ganav pays kefil, and the third case says the second Ganav pays kerid. Keep it as we have. Oh, now we have a question on Rav. Because if you're going to go back to the original premise that we're talking about, it was Yeush.
Okay.
So the middle case poses a threat. Why? What's the question? Because the middle case was talking about Ganav. Now there's Yeush. Now he sold it. Now, if you're going to say Yeush Koneh, I sold my own item.
Yeah.
I should have to pay my Bahamishan rule. I have to say Yeush Lo Koneh. Oh, Yeush Lo Koneh makes sense. That's why I'm Hayab Arba Bahamisha. And now with the Yeush and the Shinui Reshut, so that's why the so now you know Yeush Reshut Reshut, the second guy is going to be Koneh, but he's going to have to pay Kefil because he stole it from he stole from the original owner, which is the second guy didn't own it yet. Yeush is not Koneh, that's what the second guy has to pay Kefil.
Yeah.
Very good. So that Papa says keep all that good, and it's still not a question enough.
Yeah.
How's it possible? Now Papa Amar Le'olam Lo Tipuch. Sefa! Oh, going to the Sefa.
What's the problem?
What's the problem?
Because he pays kidding.
Oh, you had a problem. You came along and said, you think this Braita is good?
Accurate.
The Sefa doesn't make any sense. How could the Sefa say you pay kidding? Why? Because once the first Ganav slaughtered it, that's a Shinui Maase. Shinui Maase means he owns it already. So the same guy should pay Kefil. Oh, you know what that case is? Thomas Barak Bet Shammai. And what the Bet Shammai say? Bet Shammai, the Amar, Shinui Bimkoma Omid. We learned earlier that Bet Shammai says there's no such thing as, or he also there's no such thing as Shinui Maase. Shinui Maase is not Kone. Okay, so if you hold like Shinui Maase is not Kone, at least the third case makes sense. It's Bet Shammai. Okay, but what about the first two cases? If you're learning the case talking about after Yeush, then the first two cases have a problem. Why? Exactly. Case one and two now are going to pose a threat against Rav. Because it's talking about after Yeush. Let's get the question good. After Yeush the Chaura, then he owns it. Why should it be Hayav Arba B'Hamisha if he sold it? And in the Resha case, why is the Gonev Min HaGanav Patur Mekefil? If the first guy already was after Yeush, so he owns it. So the Reshan and Mitziata are a question. Amar Azvid, Neolam Kula Lifne Yeush. No, back to the other premise. Really, I'll tell you the cases are talking about before Yeush. Oh, so it's talking about before Yeush. Back to the Sefa problem.
Yeah, third case.
Mitziata.
Oh, the Mitziata. It's before Yeush. Also, so it's before Yeush. So therefore, I stole it, beautiful, and I sold it. Hayav arba v'chamisha. But it's before Yeush. Why is the second guy hayav kefil? The chaura, he didn't steal it from the owner. Yeush is not koneh. He didn't steal it from the guy who owns it.
The second guy.
Shinui reshut.
Which means shinui reshut without Yeush is not koneh. Again, I'll say it again. He comes along and says we're talking about before Yeush. Always when you're going to say before Yeush, the second case is going to be a problem. Why? I stole an item. It's before Yeush. No problem. Am I koneh? No. I sold it. How much do I have to pay? Arba b'chamisha. Beautiful. The guy that bought it, does he own it?
No.
No, it's before Yeush. Who owns it? The original owner still.
Correct.
Somebody comes and steals it from him.
Mm-hmm.
How much he has to pay, does he have to pay according to our rules? Only kidding. Because he did not steal from the owner. He stole from another party. He didn't steal from the actual owner himself. So therefore, it should say you only pay keren. But the Braita's din said you pay kefil. How are you going to learn that case? Gemara says, "V'achem askinan, oh, shenityashu abe'alim belokayach, velo nityashu beganav, dehavile yiush." Let's get the right text here. Yush. Let's get the case. It's talking about the Yush was done mid-stage. What's the case? The guy stole it. Okay, he's a ganav. Then what did he do? Before Yush, no problem. He sold it. Okay. Arba v'hamisha, no question. Before Yush. Now, the koneh is holding it. At that point, the owner made Yush. Oh. At that point, the original guy made Yush. Now it's in the Koneh's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Who owns it now? The Koneh. Because now it's Yush plus the Shinui, the Shut. So when the Ganav takes it from the Koneh, he has to pay Kefil. Because he's stealing from
an owner.
Which means when the Braita said Lefnei Yush, it meant Lefnei Yush by the first Ganav. Again, get the middle case. I stole it. Was the Yush?
No.
Yush. No Yush. Beautiful. No Yush. That's why when I slaughter it. Oh, I'm sorry. When I sell it, I'm Hayav. I'm Baba Hamisha. Because I sold something that doesn't belong to me, and therefore I'm Hayav. I'm Baba Hamisha. Very good. Now the Koneh has it. What happened once the Koneh got it? The original guy made Yush. Now who owns it? The Koneh. Because combined with the Yush and the Shinui, the shoot that took place to the object, so now the Koneh owns it. Now the Ganav comes and steals it from the Koneh, he's stealing it from an owner. That's why he has to pay Kefil. So therefore we can learn the case is talking about before Yush. It's just that when it said before Yush, it meant at a stage.
Yeah.
At a stage. So comes the Gemara and says, "Velo tema mishum de ba'inan yush v'shinui de shut, ela afilu biyush de chude name kane gabe ganav." Which means, don't think if you're going to read this bright and ask mashma that only a yush and a shinui de shut is kone. Based on the way we just said, the case sounds like combined with the yush and the shinui de shut,
it's kone.
So Rav will say, don't imply from that braita that Yush is only koneh when it's combined with a shinui deshut. Because I hold Yush alone is koneh. Oh, but what? Ela de lo mashkarat de mishalmet tarvai uganav rishon veganav sheni ela behachi. The only way the braita was able to create a case where both ganavim are going to have to pay something is in a case where the Yush happened at a later stage. Why? Because if the Yush would have happened immediately,
first
guy has to pay.
Right.
Because the first guy is sold his own item. So the Braita was looking to give me a case where the first Ganav pays Arbab HaHamisha and the second Ganav pays Kefil. So the only way you can create a case like that is where the Yush happened at a later stage, and therefore you're combining Yush and Shinui Reshut. But which means, Let's speak it outside. Braita wants to give a case we're both going to have him going to pay. I found a wonderful case. I stole the item. No Yush. Therefore, when I slaughter, or when I sell, why? Because I'm stealing and I'm selling somebody else's item. Phenomenal. Okay, the Koneh has it. There's no Yush yet, so let's say. No Yush. Doesn't belong to him yet. Everybody agrees to that. Mm-hmm. Oh, what happened? I made Yush. Oh, the original made you. Now, happens, what do you have over here? You happen to have two things working for you. You got the Yush plus the Shinui de Shut. That's the facts. Koneh. That's why the second Ganav will pay Kefil. Now, not that you needed a Yush and a Shinui de Shut for this guy to be Koneh. Technically, Yush alone is Koneh. But to generate a case where Ganav 1 and Ganav 2 are both going to pay, you needed to create a case that you had a Yeush over here, and then you have in the middle. But Rav says, don't imply from there against me. No, really, Yeush alone is Kone. Therefore, basically what happened here is, they tried to challenge Rav from a Braita, from a three-case Braita. Basically, we were able to answer the Braita, according to Rav, either by changing it, changing the dinim, or keeping the dinim the same, just making the yush at a later stage, and therefore everything is good according to Rav.
Continues. Again, we're talking about now the din of Arba v'Hamisha.
Itmar.
It was stated.
Hamocher lifnei yush.
Okay, a guy sells an animal before yush.
Very good.
Rav Nachman Amar Hayav. Okay, we understand that. Hayav Arba v'Hamisha. He sold it before Yeush. Rav Sheshat Amar Patur. Okay, we have to understand Rav Sheshat.
Yeah.
Rav Nachman Amar Hayav Mecharo Amar Rahmana Veha Zabin. Lo Shena Lefne Yeush. Lo Shena Lahar Yeush. Torah says, and you sold it. He sold it. Torah doesn't make a difference when he sold before Yeush or after Yeush. Rav Sheshat Amar Patur. Hayyube Le'achar Yeushu. The only time that we say you're going to be Hayav is after Yeush. Why? De'ahanu ma'asav. Because in that case, then the sale is a sale. Because we all that say he's holding Yeush Lokana. So therefore, combine the Yeush with the Shinui, now the sale is binding. Aval efne Yeush De'lo'ahanu ma'asav Lo mechayev. Which means before Yeush, it's not a sale. You didn't really, did you sell it? You didn't sell it. Because it still really belongs to the original. Just like Tibiha, which is a conclusive, which means there, it's done. It doesn't, the Shinui Ma'aseh already is over. So similarly over here, it's a type of Mechira that has to be where the sale is a sale. Not stand that you went through the motions. That's really quoted Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds this, the bottom line, you took the item, you sold it. I don't care if it's a sale or not. You went through the motions of selling it to a different guy. Halachically, is the sale binding? Maybe not. It was before Yeush. Then in economy, it's not as good, not a sale. But you sold it. Rav Sheshat says, no. The Mechira is going to be like the Tiviha. Just like the Tiviha. Once you slaughter it, it's not the owner's anymore. Similarly, it's not coming back. Similarly, the sale's got to be a sale, then it's not coming back anymore. Therefore, it's only talking about lefnei yeush. It's only talking about le'achar yeush. But before yeush, according to Rav Sheshat, no din of mecharo. Amar Rav Sheshat, mena aminela. Where do I notice? Detanya. Have a bright. Amar Biakiva. Bepnema Amra Torah Tabach Umachar Meshlem Arba Vahamisha. What's the reason Biakiva says that Yahayav Arba Vahamisha? The finish in Ishtaresh Bechet. Like we learned earlier. Because he became rooted in the sin. What's the rooting? Ematai. When did he sell it? Ili Malifne Yeush. Mihikan Ishtaresh. Elanav Lehar Yeushu. Right? Which is, how did he become Ishtaresh? If it was before Yeush, what did I do more? The item didn't belong to me, and when I sell it, it still didn't leave the original guy's possession. That's not the shtarish. I didn't do anything worse. Ella must be talking about the Har Yeush, which means the case is talking about it, I stole it. Okay, so now what? Now there was Yeush. Yeush lo kone. By selling it, nishtarish behet. Because now I took it out of the original owner's possession, now it belongs to the second guy. So therefore, Rav Sheshat says, my proof is from Rabbi Akiva's words that says, Nishtaresh Bechet. Amar Ava, Mepnei Sheshana Bechet. Don't learn it, Nishtaresh, meaning you did something worse. You can learn repeated. Meaning you repeated the sin, which means, I stole it before Yeush, I'm a thief, and I just did the same thing over again. Didn't make it worse. I just did it over again. So then we have no to Ayah. If you're going to learn Sheshana, you have no idea for Sheshat. Hashema. Come to Gemara and says, come up bring your Braita. Again, that's a question now on Rav Nachman. What was Rav Nachman's deen? Rav Nachman's deen was Yahayav, whether it's before Yeush or after Yeush. Okay, the Hadush is, even if it's before Yeush, that's the Hadush. Hashema.
Put bacho o mecharo. Matibiha she'ena chozeret, af mechira she'ena chozeret. Right, the Gemara is comparing Tibiha and Mechira. Emat, when did he steal it? When did he slaughter it? Ilema, lifnei Yeush. If he sold it. When did he sell it? If he sold it before Yeush, am I in a chozeret? Very good proof. Which means just like Tivya has to be conclusive, the sin has to be conclusive. When is the sale conclusive? Must be Dafka Lahari Ush, because you have Yush and Shinur Ishuv. So that's a question against Rav Nachman that says Yahya Mikhira even before Yush. Targemar Rav Nachman. Same way we learned earlier. That what? That what it says, it has to be a conclusive sale, means it has to be sold conclusively as opposed to selling it only for 30 days. But really, I'll tell you, Yachayav and Mechira, even before Yush. Because bottom line, you sold it to him without any stipulations. The sale wasn't binding, that's not my problem. But I sold it conclusively. But if I sell it with a stipulation only for 30 days, that's going to be an akhlari hayav. Arba'a v'chamisha. Comes again when it says, V'at Rabbi Elazar Savar, Hiyuba l'achari Yehushu. Even Rabbi Elazar holds a klav sheshat, that the hayuv of Mikira is only talking about after Yehush. De'amar Rabbi Elazar, Teda. I'll prove it to you. Stam geneva Yehush be'alimu. Which means, Stam geneva, you could assume that what? The owners make a Yeush. Shari Amra Torah, Tabach Umakar Mishalem Tashlume Arba'a V'Chamisha. Right? The Torah says, off the bat, you stole it and you sold it, you have to pay Arba'a V'Chamisha. You could ask, V'Dilma Lo Iyaish. What do you mean? Maybe the guy didn't make Yeush yet. How could the Torah say automatically that you have to pay? Ela Lav Mishum Damrinan Stam Geneva. Yeush be'alimu. So what do you see from the way Rabbi Elazar understood the Pesukim? That the Torah was talking in Davka with his Yeush. Therefore, combined with the Yeush and the Shinu, they shoot. The Mechira is considered a Mechira, and that's the only case that you're going to be Hayab. Arba'a v'hamisha. Which means, from the fact that he asked the question on him, so he said, what do you mean? How can the Torah say Hayab? Maybe it's before Yeush. So what do you see from there? That before Yeush would not be Hayab. For such a mechira, Eli says, "May you learn that stam geneva is yush." So he learns the Torah's case of ganavu macha, where there was an automatic yush over there. Combined with the mechira, you have yush and shinu deshut. In that case, you're going to pay arba v'hamisha. Zira bil azar. From the fact that he learned stam geneva is yush from the case of arba v'hamisha, must be he learns like Rav Sheshat. That it's only talking about after Yehush, that's when Yahya. Good? Okay. Gemara says, V'din ma, afagav de lo iyaish. Who said? Maybe the Torah is teaching you, Hiddush, that even before Yehush, you have to pay Arba'a V'Chamisha. How could you learn from the Torah? Stam geneva, the guy makes Yehush. Who said? Because you're going to tell me that you pay Arba'a V'Chamisha? Yeah, maybe the case is to my way to make Yehush. And he starts to pay. Amrei lo sakadatach, dumya de tevihah. Here you go. Ma tevihah danu ma'asav, af mechira danu ma'asav, v'yidifnei Yehush ma'yahanu. It's got to be like tevihah. It's like tevihah's actions cause them conclusive. He owns it now. Shinui ma'aseh. So too, the sale has to be a sale that only works after Yehush. V'dilma de shami'ine de iyaish. Oh, now he's asking a question Rabbi Elazar. You want to tell me Stam Ganav is making Yehush? Who told you? Maybe the case of the Torah is talking about where you heard him make Yehush. Maybe I'll tell you Stam Ganav. I don't know if he makes Yehush or not. But the case is talking about over here where you heard him make Yehush. If you heard him make Yehush, okay, then we agree. Again, Rabbi Elazar. You want to bring me a ra'ya. Stam Ganav makes Stam Ganav, you could assume that the owner made Yehush. From our story, Tavah, Ganav, Umachav, Arba'a V'Chamisha. Must be talking about there was Yehush already. So they didn't stam Ganav. You could assume that the guy made Yehush. Who told you? Maybe the case is talking about where you actually heard him make Yehush. How do you know it's talking about a stam case? Amrei lo sakadatach, dumya de tevicha. Ma tevicha le'altar, af mechira le'altar. Which means, just like the case of tevicha. What is it talking about? Where you slaughtered it immediately.
You didn't have to wait any interim. So to the case of Mechiras, to that way you sold it immediately. And therefore you could assume that what? The Yush was done immediately after the Geneva. How do I know Stam Ganav makes Yush? And I'll tell you. I'll tell you, Dumyad Tiviha. When I stole an item. Mm-hmm. When was I Tovayahit? Even 2 seconds later. And I'm Hayav. Right? Similarly, I stole an item and I sold it 2 seconds later. Even before I had enough time to find out if the guy made Yush. And I'm still going to be Hayav. You know why? Because Stam Ganav, Stam Geneva, you saw the guy made Yush.
Like Tiviha.
Just like Tiviha, we didn't give a time. Tiviha immediately going to be Hayav. So do I stole the item, now I sold it immediately. Even before I found out if the guy made Yush. And you know why? Because Stam, you could assume that when a guy gets stolen an item, he made Yush. So therefore, Rav Elazar brings a proof positive. And then we also see the Rav Elazar holds like Rav, Shishat. Mm-hmm. Good? Comes Rav Yohanan and he challenges. Yeah, what's the Rav Elazar Shita? You only hayav arba v'chamisha if the mechira was a legitimate sale. That can only be after yush combined with a shinui reshut. Now the mechira is mechira. You hayav arba v'chamisha. Oh, Amar de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, "Geneva benefesh tochiyah."
Kidnapping.
Exactly. He kidnapped somebody. He sold him. She'en yush behalim. Behayav. That's right. When you steal a person, there's no Yush over here. Who made Yush? Guy doesn't make Yush on himself. And still what? If I steal a person and I sell him, Vegonev Ish Umcharo. Torah says Hayav. So you see what? The sale doesn't have to be a sale to be Hayav. You see that from Gonev Ish Umcharo? As she says, Hagonev Nefesh Umcharo En Kan Yush. She'en adam mityaish al atzmo. V'rachmana chiba. Afagav dedo ahanu ma'asav. Even though his actions didn't really make a sale. Yavara says, Michlal, we can apply from the Samar of Yohanan, lefnei yush hayav, le'achar yush, mai. We can apply from the Yohanan Shita that in the case of Ganav u'machar, you're only going to be Hayav lifnei Yush. Because you don't need your actions to be productive. Just like by kidnapping and selling, the sale is not really a sale in your Hayav. So too by Ganav u'machar, it's talking about even before Yush. Le'achar Yush mai. What's his opinion?
Question.
What's the question? So look at Rashi. Rashi says the Har Yush Mai. Look at Rashi. Misvira le Yush Gereda Kani Kerav. Does he hold that Yush alone is Kone, and therefore say Shelot Tobeya Omochet will be Patur, or Dema Yush Lo Kani VeKoshiken the Har Yush Mehayev Dari Maasav. The question on the Har Yush is: does he hold like Rav that Yush is Kone? Therefore, if he steals and there was Yush, he's not going to be Hayav at all after Yush, because Barman is stealing and he's slaughtering his own item. Or selling his own item. Or do you say no? Kod Sheken, he holds Yush is not Kone. And therefore, if before Yush you're going to be Hayav, certainly after Yush with a Shinui and a Shoot, certainly you're going to be Hayav. Again, get the question good. I know that Yohanan what he holds before Yush. You don't need the sale to be a conclusive sale. But now I want to know, what about a Har Yush? What are my two options? Either he could hold like Rav that Yush is Kone, therefore, if he steals it and the owner made Yush, you're not going to be Hayav at all, because now it's yours. Or does he say, Kotcheken, if before Yush, where your actions were not productive, you're going to be Hayav al-Babisha. Certainly after Yush, combined with a Shinui Neshut, certainly you're going to be Hayav. So we're trying to figure out Rabbi Yochanan's din, his Sevara, on post Yush. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hayav. Rana says, Hayav. So therefore, I mean, he must hold what? Yush lo kone, but Yush with the shiru neshut. That's why it's be hayav. Reish Lakish amar patur. רבי יוחנן אמר חייב, חיו בן לפני יאוש בן לאחר יאוש, ושקיש אמר פטור, חיו בן לפני יאושו, ולאחר יאוש קנה, שלא תובע ושלא מוכר. בדיוק, so go back to מחלוק רבי יוחנן and משתקיש, רבי יוחנן is going to say over here, בן לפני יאוש בן לאחר יאוש חייב, because he holds יאוש is not קונה alone, ושקיש is going to say no, I hold a graph. ושקיש will not hold the same. If the Yehush is going to say, what? You don't need the sale to be a sale to be Hayab. But the Hari Yehush, Yehush Kone, Tifo Shiloh, Tobeya, Vishnu Mocher, Eti Ben, how we start the questions. Eti Ben of Yuhal Shlakish. Shlakish holds what? Yehush Kone. Like that. Okay. Ganav Vigdish. Guy stole an animal.
Yeah.
And then what did he do? He made it Hekdesh. V'har kach tabach. Then he slaughtered it. Mishalem tashlume kefil, ve'enu mishalem tashlume arba'a v'chamisha. Okay, let's read Rashi. Ganav v'hekdesh mishalem kefil le'ba'alim. You gotta pay kefil to the owners. Ve'enu mishalem dalad v'chamisha, de'ha ki tabach, de'hekdesh tabach. He slaughtered Hekdesh. V're'ehu amar rachmana. Yishalem shenayim l're'ehu. V'lo l'Hekdesh. That's my kefil. V'kevan depatram mekefil tu lo mechayev betlicha o mechira. T'tashlume arba'a v'chamisha amar rachmana v'lo shelosha v'arba'a. V'chi medelet kefil minayu avile shelosha v'arba'a. Just take hasbon. I stole an item. Right away I'm chayev kefil. Thief. Kefil. Okay. Now what did I do? Made it Hekdesh. Okay.
Cut.
You have to pay kefil. That doesn't change. Now what? Smart. I slaughtered it. Whose animal did I slaughter? I slaughtered an animal of Hekdesh. Now let's discuss this. Is there kefil if I steal from Hekdesh?
Yes.
No. Torah says, Yishalim l're'ehu. So therefore the law is like this. Where there would not be a kefil payment, there's not a 405 payment. Why? Because the 405 payment, how do we get to it? The 405 payment has kefil plus two more. Or kefil plus three more. But if you take away the kefil, so it's not a 405 payment anymore. It's a three or four payment.
It's
the principle. Which means again, say it like this. I always have to pay kefil. Okay? What is kefil? One more. Yeah, like that. It's one more. Okay? Then the Torah tells me, oh, besides the one more, you're going to have to pay three more to make it four. Or four more to make it five. That's four or five payments. It's adding it to the extra one that you paid for the kefil, they got to pay even more than that. Now, if you're taking kefil away, so you're going to go from four to five to three to four. There's no payment of three to four in the Torah. Torah says four or five. Only when it's shayach to have a four or five payment. So therefore, in a case where a person, let's go back, he stole the item. Is there kefil on a stolen item? Absolutely. He has to pay kefil. He made it a dish. Nothing happened so far. He made it a dish. Now he slaughtered it. There's no arba'a v'chamisha.
Oh.
Why? What do you mean? It's a classic case. Tabach, ganav, v'tabach. Oh, but we have a problem. The tibihah was on Hekdesh. So what? By Hekdesh, there's no kefil. Okay, so there's no kefil. So take away the kefil payment. Give me payback principal. So instead of paying back principal plus three more, play principal plus two more. Or principal plus three more. Then you make new dinya. Three and four. The Quran said three or four. Understood?
Yes, sir.
So comes the Quran and says, "Eti be Rabbi Yohanan Shakish." I'm meaning again, "Ganav Hekdesh." Good. V'har kach tabach. Mishalem tashlumei kefil. That's for sure. V'eno mishalem tashlumei arba'a v'chamisha. Okay, Emat. When did he make it Hekdesh? When did he make it Hekdesh? Hekdesh has got to be like your house. Just like you own your house, you got to own the item that you're making Hekdesh.
So
you cannot make somebody else's item Hekdesh. So before Yehush, Hekdesh is not even hal. Ela peshita. Lahar Yehush.
תעמד הקדיש הוא דאנו משם תשעו ארבע וחמישה דחי כתבח דהקדש כתבח אבל לא הקדיש טבח, which we didn't make an הקדש ומשטבח משם תשעו ארבע וחמישה וישרק הדתך יאוש קונה המים משלם שלו הוא מוכב ושתובע ושלו הוא מוכב. Question against the Shnakish. I repeat it outside. The Shnakish, you hold like Rav? Yeush kone. Very good. I have a question from a blighter. Stole the item. Okay. He made it a Gdesh. Oh, made it a Gdesh? When did he make it a Gdesh? Before Yeush? Okay. Can't be. He can't make a Gdesh before Yeush. Beto, it's got to be like his house. He has to own it. Oh. Eli must have made it a Gdesh. After Yeush. Oh. After Yeush. So the Gdesh was hal. You're not going to pay Arba B'Hamisha because you have special dinim. That is not Arba B'Hamisha by Hekdesh. But if you wouldn't have made it Hekdesh, it sounds like, you would pay Arba B'Hamisha. If Yeush is Koneh, why do you pay Arba B'Hamisha? Shelo hu mokeh v'shelo hu tobeyah. Ela must be, Yeush is not Koneh. Again, no. The case is talking about where it was, Be'achar Yeush. Be'achar Yeush, I can make it Hekdesh.
Sure.
The Hekdesh will be Chal. But what? I don't pay Arba'a B'Hamisha. Oh, so it's the only reason why I don't pay Arba'a B'Hamisha, because I made it Hekdesh. But if I didn't make it Hekdesh, I would have to pay Arba'a B'Hamisha. Why? Shelo tobe'a v'shelo hu mocher. Ela, you have to say what? Yeush really is not kone. Oh, but once the guy makes it, Yeush by Hekdesh will be hal. Why would my Hekdesh be hal? Rashi. She says, "Ma beto shelo af kol shogel." Since she kedushah ba'alim olam nifte yush, who the man rotsim al tetzik she kedushah ba'alim? Unless the shekish comes and says, "Achem haaskin an kigon she kedushah ba'alim biyad ganav." Right? Now, what's the case? The case is talking about where he didn't steal an animal and then make it hekdesh. He stole an animal that was already hekdesh from the ba'alim. Shekdisho be'alim. Ah, no. The owners made it Hekdesh when it was in the Ganav's hand. Mm-hmm. Ganav stole it. At that point, the owner made the animal Hekdesh. That's she? No, not that she. How do you learn it over here? Ah, so when the Mishnah says, Im tabach et tabema lahashuk tesha patur. But if tabema was not kadosh, it's chayav. Because it was not kanud, exactly, which is really the Shekish will learn the case is talking about before Yeush. Good. Before Yeush, who does the animal belong to? The original owner. So he stole it. Oh, so he said, what do you mean if he stole it? How can he make it Hekdesh? Oh, he didn't make it Hekdesh. You know who made it Hekdesh?
The owner
made it Hekdesh. Oh, the owner made it, still mine. There was no Yeush. Oh, and that's exactly what it's saying. That if the owner made it Hekdesh, so then there's no Arba V'Hamisha, because of the rule that where there's no Kefir, there's not going to be Arba V'Hamisha. But if there would not be an owner making it Hekdesh, then the Ganav would have to be Arba V'Hamisha. Because what? There's no Yeush, and therefore he's slaughtering somebody else's animal, therefore have to be Arba V'Hamisha. Again, get the Shekish's answer. Shekish wants to say, very simple. The case told me there was no Yeush. I stole an item, no use. Oh, you asked the question on me. No use, I'm going to make it like this. He didn't make it like this. The owner made it like this. Oh, the owner made it like this. Now he slaughters it. There's no Arba B'Hamisha in that case. Because there's no Arba B'Hamisha by Hekdesh. Good. Mashma, that if I didn't make it like this, I would have to pay Arba B'Hamisha. Absolutely. Before Yeush, I slaughtered somebody else's animal. I'm slaughtering his animal. If I have to pay Arba B'Hamisha, I'm fine. I'm good then. Comes the Gemara and says, wait, Umi Kadosh? Time out. Is that possible? Can the owner make something Hekdesh when it's not in his possession, even though he still owns it? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Gazal v'lo let Yashua be'alim shenehem enam yichudim lehakdish ze lefi she'eno shelo v'ze lefi she'eno b'reshuto. Rabbi Yochanan gave a rule. You stole an item. Nobody can make it Hekdesh. The Gazal can make it Hekdesh because it's not his. The owner cannot make it Hekdesh because it's not in his possession. Amre, oh, who the Amar Kitznu'in? He holds like the opinion of the Tznu'in. Ditnan, the law of Kirim Rabai. What's the law of Kirim Rabai?
Fourth year.
You have a field, right? You have a tree. First 3 years, you cannot eat from the product. It's called Orla. 40 is considered Kodesh. You have to take the fruits up to Yerushalayim. What happened? Hatsinu'im. They were worried that the people are going to eat the Kerem Revi'i before Pidyon. Kerem Revi'i is like Ma'aseh Sheni. You have to make a Pidyon on it if you want to eat the fruits. With Sinu'im, these very pious people were worried that people might come into their fields, or whatever it may be, their family members, might end up eating Kerem Revi'i fruit without making the proper Pidyon. So what did they do? Manihin itama'od ve'omrim. Kola nilkat. They already pre-pidyon it. They take money, they put it on the side. Anything that's going to be picked from this tree over here, right away the kedusha will be hal on these coins. So therefore they pre-pidyon it so nobody can ever have a problem. And what does that do for us, Rashi? Savala kitznu'in. Tamlim nakama mikrem nevai. Hatznu'in manihin bin adam hasidim. They don't want people to make avera. Mifrak, it's considered padui. V'tafis lu ma'ot b'kedusha. Well, what's the mechanics over here?
They really have it in their possession right now.
Why is it not in their possessions?
Because it's not in their possession
today by Yerushalayim, no? En adam yachol akvish That's a general rule all over the place. שאינו יכול לשנות את דיניהם לאחר שנגזלו ממנו ואינם ברשותו גדול. שם שאינו יכול להקדיש חפץ שנגזל ממנו, כך אינו יכול גם כן להפקירו. God, you cannot make something להפקיר. או להקנות לאדם אחר. Or I cannot make a kinyan to somebody else without my possession. והוא הדין אפילו ביוחנן של אדם יכול לחלל פירות רבעי שנגזלו ממנו. Ah, that's the case. Which means, we're talking about a ganav over here. I have a field of kerem רבעי. A wayfarer comes by, he's stealing. He's taking the grapes. So what am I saying now? Oh, I don't want this ganav to get an avon of eating Kodesh. So what do? When the guy takes it, I'm going to make a pidyon that at the time that he takes it, nilkat, it's padui. What are you doing? You're making a pidyon when it's not in your reshut. So you see, tsinu'in must hold that you can affect things even though it is not in your possession. So the shtakish will hold the same thing. Mm-hmm. That just like I can affect the pidyon when it's in the reshut of the gazlan, the wayfarer, similarly, the gazlan stole it, I can make a hikdesh when it's in his reshut. Just like I make a pidyon when it's in somebody's reshut, I can make a hikdesh. The shtakish savala kisnu'in. Understand the case? The sinu'in, they're really chasidim. They're trying to make a tikkun on a gazlan. The guy's stealing the fruit. A normal person would say, let him eat it, let him get a havon. No, I don't want to. It's enough, he's getting gizela. So what? I'll be podet. What do you mean you're podet? You're podeting something in somebody else's reshut. Oh, you can. So I can make a dish also. Oh. V'areg, one more question on Ishlakish. Hazra kerin the be'alim. Oh. Which means, what's the deen? I have to pay kefil. Why do I have to pay kefil? That she says, "Ikishik disho ba'alim." If it's the case, you're talking about where the owner made hekdesh. Kefil amay mishalem. Hare chazra keren liyadam deakdeshe kolecha deite. The kefil omechayev elak kashinim sit biyad ganav shebao edim kediktibi matzit matzit biyado. Exactly. When do I pay kefil? I stole the item. Edim come along and say, "Huh? The item is stolen." Kefil. In this case, I stole an item. Mm-hmm. What happens? The owner retrieved it. How did he retrieve it? He made an ekdesh. Once he makes an ekdesh, already it's considered as it's the owner's.
Right.
So therefore, why would I have to pay? Kefil is only when you found it in my possession. Mm-hmm. I stole it, witnesses came up, you're caught. Kefil. In this case over here, the canon technically now went back to the owner once he made it. Hekdesh. So why is the deen saying that I have to pay kefil?
That's the question.
Which means, when the Edin come and find the Geneva in my hand, is the Geneva mine?
No.
No. The owner made a negation with it. So it's like I said, mine. It's only when he matzit to matzit biyad a ganav. When the Edim come along and catch me, it's not biyadi anymore. The owner made a negdesh. There's no kefin in such a case. Question. Let's give it on answers. Kishamad bidin. Oh. He already was in court. Which means they caught the ganav. They brought him to Beddin, so already they were on to him. They caught him with the item in his hand already. And what happened, as the court was in session, the original owner made it Hekdesh. So therefore, they caught him already before the Hekdesh. Kishamad Beddin. As she says, Shebaudim caught him Shekdesh Obaudim. Oh, so he was caught in his hands. Hechidameh. Ide Amre Tzetenlo. If the ready Betin was posek, okay, go give it him back. Which means, go pay back the item. My idea higdish, afidu lo higdish name lo lehaibe. What did you have to give a case of higdesh to potenim from Arba v'Hamisha? Even without higdesh, there's no Arba v'Hamisha. Damar Rava, tse ten lo, tavach umachar pa'tur. My ta'ama, kevan de paskua le milta, v'tavach umachar, havi le gazlan. The gazlan eno meshrim tashlim arba v'hamisha. Ha! Amazing. Betin comes along, guy still lying. Betin comes along and tells the guy, tzeten lo, give it him back. You come along now, and you slaughter it. There's no arba v'hamisha over there. Why? Because when Betin comes and tells you gotta pay it back, now if you do anything to regain, you're considered not a ganav anymore. You're considered a gazlan. Mm-hmm. A gazlan is like somebody stealing something by force. Taking something by against the will of the owner. Which is, Betin was supposed to pay the guy back. I'm not paying the guy back. I'm taking this item over here and I slaughter it. You're a gazlan. The din of Arba v'Hamisha was said where? Ganav. He stole, was ganav. Ganav, I stuck into the guy's corral. I stole an animal. Tabach o machar. Arba v'Hamisha. But in a case where Betin comes along and says you have to pay, once already you have to pay now, now it's like an open robbery now. But if I take it and I slaughter it, if the Betin says to pay, there's not going to be Arba v'Hamisha. Which means, you know what would be considered like? When he says like this, the Rabban. Lachar shebetin pasku. Rofen muhlat. That the animal belongs to the original owner. Pak'am mimenu torat geneva. There's no more geneva anymore. It's like I'm holding it for the original owner. Give it them back. I'm like a shomer. That's the pshat. It's a new gezela. Once Betin is posek, pay. Okay, they canceled everything that just happened before. You have to pay back. This case is closed. The geneva is settled, you owe it them. Now I'm just holding something, not a geneva anymore. I'm holding something I have to give back to the original owner. If I do something to it now I'm considered a new ganav. Gazlan or ganav. But I'm considered, it's a new thievery. But it's not considered as if I stole it and slaughtered it. Mm-hmm. It's I just slaughtered it. No, again. It's a separate theft. Once already I owe the guy the money, Betin says, Tse v'tenlo. What are they really saying?
End of case,
you owe him the money, now, but I still have it in my hand. You're not a ganav anymore. Right. Now you're just holding it, you have to return it. I'm a shomer pekadon. Now what do? I slaughter it. What's the regular din if a guy who's a shomer slaughters an animal? He has to pay kefir. There's no arba v'hamisha. I didn't steal it and slaughter it. I just...
It's like slaughtered.
It's not like I did a geneva and then I slaughtered it straight. So therefore, back to the case. Shakish comes and tells me Hiddush. The case is talking about Shahamad Bidin. We had a question on Shakish. You told me the story is what? The guy stole the animal and then the owner made Hikdish. The owner made Hikdish. How can you make Hikdish and somebody else is the shoot? Oh, don't worry about it. He holds like Sinu'in. Okay, I was like, Sinu'in, no problem. But what do you mean, such a Hekdesh would not necessitate now even a kefil payment? Mm-hmm. Why? Because the only time I pay kefil is when the Edim find the item in my reshut. Here already, by the time they found it in my reshut, it wasn't mine anymore. It was Hekdesh. How come the deen is kefil? Oh, you know what the case is talking? Where there was Ha'amada Bedin before the Hekdesh. Oh, Hechidameh. Could you give me the case? If they told them already, go and pay, right? Go and pay. What did you have to give me a case of Hekdesh, no Arba Abba Hamisha? Even without Hekdesh, there's not going to be Arba Abba Hamisha, because the deen of Rava is, once the Beit Din says go and pay, there's no Arba Abba Hamisha, because it's considered they cancel the original Geneva, and therefore there's considered a new Geneva. So the Gemara says, but if they told them, Hayav Ataliten lo. Oh, they didn't tell him save it then, no. They just said, you hayav to pay. Tavachu makam eshon tazu arba v'chamisha. Maita makevan de lo, paskual milta. They didn't say yet, give it. Akati ganavu, he's still a ganav. So there's a difference between save it, no, case closed. If they just say, you're hayav. But there's still one more step. Pay him. So as long as they just said hayav, he's still considered a ganav. So hayav ataliteno. So I'll make that the case. The case is talking about, according to the Shtakish, where he stole the item. What happened? He went to Beit Din. Beit Din said what? Hayav ataliteno. Hayav ataliteno, he'd still be considered a ganav. And therefore, if he was tabach or machar at that point, he would have to pay arba'a v'chamisha only because he made it. Hekdesh, that's why it's going to be patur. Oh, our question was, oh, but Hekdesh, you don't pay kefil. Oh, they caught him before the Hekdesh. So therefore there's going to be a kefil payment. Oh, but why do you have to come out to Hekdesh? He went out Hekdesh, you pay arba'a v'chamisha. No. Even without Hekdesh, you would not have to pay arba'a v'chamisha. No, you would. Because the case was talking about when the Beit Din just said you hayav to pay. Okay. Saying hayav to pay, it's a continuation of the original Geneva. Okay. Therefore, if he would slaughter it in the Kanami, he would have to pay. Only because he made it like this, there's no Arba Hamisha. What's the reason? Because where there would no be kefil, there's no Arba Hamisha. There's no kefil by Hekdesh. Therefore, the Torah says Arba Hamisha, but no Shilosha, Arba.